In mid-March 1942, some 75 to 80% of all victims of the Holocaust were still alive, while 20 to 25% had perished. A mere 11 months later, in mid-February 1943, the percentages were exactly the reverse. At the core of the Holocaust was a short, intense wave of mass murder. The center of gravity of this mass murder was Poland, where in March 1942, despite 2.5 years of terrible hardship, deprivation, and persecution, every major Jewish community was still intact, and where 11 months later, only the remnants of Polish Jewry survived in a few rump ghettos and labor camps. In short, the German attack on the Jews of Poland was not a gradual or incremental program stretched over a long period of time, but a veritable blitzkrieg, a massive offensive requiring the mobilization of large numbers of shock troops. This offensive, moreover, came just when the German war effort in Russia hung in the balance, a time period that opened with the renewed German thrust toward the Crimea and the Caucasus, and closed with the disastrous defeat at Stalingrad. If the German military offensive of 1942 was ultimately a failure, the blitzkrieg against the Jews, especially in Poland, was not. We have long known how the Jews in the major ghettos, especially Warsaw and Łódź, were murdered. But most Polish Jews lived in smaller cities and towns whose populations were often more than 30% Jewish, and in some cases, even 80 or 90%. How had the Germans organized and carried out the destruction of this widespread Jewish population? And where had they found the manpower during this pivotal year of the war for such an astounding logistical achievement in mass murder? The personnel of the death camps was quite minimal, but the manpower needed to clear the smaller ghettos, to round up and either deport or shoot the bulk of Polish Jewry, was not.